Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980, even though I just disappeared off the screen on YouTube. Got a double screen action today. Got stuff going on this other computer, and so sometimes you get the side of my head. I don't know what to tell you. All right, it's 5 o'clock. We got a lot of stuff happening, but there is no bigger story in the district than what is going on with the Nationals. And so with that, it is time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Our old pal Byron Kerr is with us, a longtime contributor to 106.7 The Fan, a Nationals insider. He's a journalist. He writes for MLB.com. He does all kinds of stuff, and especially in the world of baseball. Byron, good to talk, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Craig. Great to be with you again. How are you doing?
I am doing well, and I'll be doing better once you can explain to me what on earth is happening with the Washington Nationals. There's a lot to get into here. Let's start off on the field, Byron, just very simply. This 10-game losing streak, what are the Nationals not doing that they were doing 2 weeks prior, or for the 2 weeks prior, when they had gotten themselves within two games of 500, again, just 2 weeks ago?
It's been a struggle offensively. Last night they did score six runs, but that's because they scored four in the ninth. And, you know, since that Seattle and Arizona series that you're talking about, where they were scoring nine runs every single game, you're like, all right, this is what I'm talking about. They have absolutely struggled to generate some offense, and they've moved C.J. Abrams around. You know, James Wood has been outstanding. He is very good. Luis Garcia Jr. has been pretty good as well. But, you know, Josh Bell hasn't done nothing pretty much from the D.H. role. You know, his batting average with balls in play is 196. That's the worst, Craig, of his career. And they just don't have a thump in the lineup besides James Wood. Nathaniel Lowe did get a home run late last night. But there's just not much charge in this offense. That's why Brady House is here, and that's why they tried to do some different things. K-Bear Ruiz has absolutely struggled this year offensively. He's already down in the eight hole now. You know, Jacob Young is going to get on base, but he's not going to provide power for you. So there just isn't much electricity to this lineup, and that's been a huge part of why they have struggled in June.
So when asked about it this weekend, now infamously, Davey Martinez said, well, the player's got to play, basically. And, you know, he tried to clarify those remarks, and he said it clearly out of frustration, you know, said it's all on the players. But what, like, is it that simple? Like, if we're taking the controversy of the comments out of it, like, are these guys in the right positions? Are the coaches putting them in positions to succeed and they're just not doing it? Is this just baseball? Like, why do we think this is happening, if there is a reason to be had?
I mean, you put it right there, is that, you know, they're putting these players in the positions to succeed, but it's not working out. You know, and you notice a lot when you watch the Nationals, there's first ball swinging, first pitch swinging. They go after counts early on, and, you know, I was in the Colorado clubhouse after the game, and, you know, their pitcher Antonio Senzabelis was talking about, you know, they knew that the Nationals were going to be aggressive early on, so they had to be very careful with the first few pitches in each at bat. That's something that you know, the Nationals are kind of known for is going after pitches in the count early. And, you know, sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't work. And when you get into these frustration situations, and what Davey kind of alluded to this week is that guys are trying to do too much. And when you try to do too much, you kind of force the issue and try to accelerate the offense a little bit early in counts. And you go after some bad pitches and you ground out or you pop up or you just don't get enough of each at bat. And that's happened way too many times for this team. It's a young team. There are a lot of young and moving parts and excitement, you know, with the young guys coming up. But the mixture of veterans and young guys is not working out, you know, so far in the last few weeks. And it's a struggle. They just cannot seem to find a good consistency offensively. And, you know, with as bad as the relief pitching has been, you know, I think the starters have had their moments. Mitchell Parker has lost four in a row, and he's trying to change that tonight. But, you know, the bullpen has been so bad that they haven't been able to, you know, secure leads early in games, and then it becomes a big mess, as it did last night with Cole Henry and the four homers in the sixth inning. So with the relief pitching not being great and the offense not scoring runs, they haven't been able to hold on late in games and win those games when they're close. And, you know, absolutely, they need more punch offensively, but it's not just the offense, right? They've got some other issues.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Byron Kerr with us here on the Hoffman Show. So then we get to the manager, because like, if we're just adults about it, Byron, like if they were to get swept by the Rockies after being swept by the Marlins, that is the kind of thing that costs a manager his job in Major League Baseball. It's the kind of thing that loses your job in other sports, whatever that equivalent is. Do we think that Davey is in legitimate trouble here, though, especially after we heard Rizzo this morning on the Junkies be like, hey, we all got to do better, and kind of give the diplomatic, even if it is correct, answer?
Yeah, you know, they're kind of a two-party in this, right? It's Rizzo and Davey together. They're going to protect each other. They were here when they won the World Championship. And, you know, they have set the tone since then. And, you know, what Davey said the other night, obviously, as you just mentioned, Craig, it's out of frustration. And, you know, one of the cardinal sins you can make in those situations when you're asked a question like that is to move the way he did. You know, so many times you just have to bite your tongue and you have to say, you know what, I'm going to do a better job. Our coaches are going to do a better job. We're going to put these guys in the position to win. But, you know, it was in the middle of a 7-8-9-10-game losing streak, and, you know, frustration got to Davey, and he got protective of the coaching staff that he put together. These are all of his guys. All of his guys he moved in over the last 5-6 years since they won the championship, and he's protecting them, and that's what he probably meant to say in that situation. But it came off as, you know, hey, coaches coach, players have to hit, or players have to pitch. And, you know, it comes off in the wrong way. And it's so difficult in any sport, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, hockey, you know, but you have to fall on the sword if you're the coach. And that's easy for me to say, Craig, talking to you, because he's had to live this through, you know, almost, you know, 100 games. And, you know, it just came out the wrong way. And, yeah, that's why you're seeing, you know, Rizzo protect him, because I think they're a package deal. I think they're protected, for, you know, with each other. I don't know how far the learners will go or how far the front office will go to try to push us, because you're right, other teams have fired their managers for less already this season. And the easiest way to shake things up is to fire the manager. The easiest way to get these young guys maybe to get their attention is to get a good new guy in charge and say, okay, we need to have a different voice. We need to have a different way to try to go out there and win games. And, you know, Davey's done a lot of great things. He is an outstanding manager in so many respects. He won the World Series with him. Good guy to talk to, very easygoing. But, you know, a lot of good managers and a lot of good coaches in different sports have lost their jobs for less. So it seems to me, from the situation that I see, that him and Mike Rizzo are fine. They're not going anywhere. But when you start losing 9, 10, 11, 12 games in a row, you know, the fans, the players, even themselves, you know, the organization has to kind of look in the mirror and say, well, we got to do something, right? We're not going to just continue down this road. And maybe a hard decision like that has to be made.
So one of the things that Rizzo said this morning to the Junkies, Byron, that I thought was interesting, and I will admit I do not follow the Nationals closely enough to definitively know this one way or the other, but it didn't feel like it was correct. But you do, so I get to ask you now. He said that, like, Davey's great with the young players, and there's the track record. And I'm like, well, we know he was good with the vets. That's how he won the World Series. But one of the big complaints of the last, since the World Series, has been the lack of development of any of these young players into stardom. And maybe some of them are on their way, the James Woods, etc. But as someone who's around this club all the time, like, how is Davey with young guys, and how suited is he to be someone who is in charge of a rebuild versus using the skills that we know he has to lead a veteran team to a championship?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much on his coaching staff and the way he acts around them, the way he leads them. You know, they're going to follow from what he says. And you're right. You know, when things were going great, you know, you can see how Davey's leadership had helped the entire team, because they had the veterans that also were kind of managers in the clubhouse. And they don't have as many of those, it seems like, as they did when they were really, really good. You know, but he does spend a lot of time with these guys before the games, after the games, a lot of closed door meetings, a lot of times in his office, a lot of times in batting practice, a lot of times in fielding practice. So he is spending a lot of time with these guys. But, you know, they are impressionable. And a lot of times when the Nationals were really good, they had those leaders like Ryan Zimmerman or Adam LaRoche or, you know, Howie Kendrick, that kind of led by example because they had been there and done that already. And we do have a few of those guys on this team. I'm not taking away from the veterans we do have. But, you know, it's not just the manager. You know, as he was kind of saying, it's not just the coaches. You know, the clubhouse has to kind of lead itself as well. So that's a great question. How good is he with the young guys? You know, this is the time for the Nationals. They're going to have 1-1. They're going to have the number one overall selection coming up, you know, just like they did back in 2009 and 2010. They have put together a lot of good quality talent because of having to trade such big-time players like Juan Soto and Trey Turner and Max Scherzer over the years. You know, they have some guys that are top 10 performers, and it's going to be, you know, how Davey Martinez's resume is going to look after these next few years. It's, are these guys, you know, will CJ Abrams become a star? Will, you know, Luis Garcia Jr. has been here for a while. You know, we need to see them become, you know, the top all-star performers, or even, you know, maybe in the top 15 they need to be. Absolutely, it's on Davey Martinez. And the longer you go, you know, I guess I'm answering my question the long way, the longer you go, it's more and more going to be on Davey, and, you know, how he acts around these young guys versus how he acts around the veterans.
Byron Kerr, where should people go if people want to read or listen to more for you these days, Byron? What's the best spot for them?
Well, you mentioned it. I did Associated Press last night, and MLB.com, I'm covering the Nationals and their opponents July 1st through the 6th. So I'll be doing a lot of that this summer. And, of course, you can hear my dulcet tones as the stadium announcer for DC United. So
there you go.
You know, they're kind of in a little weird time here where the FIFA World Cup has taken over.
Yes.
The Club World Cup has taken over at Audi Field. But
kick
yeah,
off at like 9 o'clock tonight for that, by the way, right? Like, what
are
we doing?
So hopefully, uh, hopefully, but that'll be fun tonight to see some incredible club Juventus come in and play there. So, yeah. DC United, MajorLeagueBaseball.com, and AP. That's where you can catch me.
All right.
On 106.7 The Fan.
Of course. And here on the Team 980, whenever we call you.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Byron, yeah, it was great. Great to chat. Hopefully I'll see you around some point soon. Appreciate it. Thanks.
A great show.
That is Byron Kerr with us here on The Hoffman Show. All right, when we get back, great stuff from Byron there, and plenty to chew on the Davey Martinez stuff. I'm sure we'll continue to cover that as this story goes, or the Nats will start winning again, and we can say, like, hey, remember that weird mid-June lull that they were on where we thought everyone was going to get fired? But we have enormous breaking news. In fact, the biggest team sale in the history of pro sports is reportedly been agreed upon. We'll tell you more about it and what it means next on The Hoffman Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.